Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin Samach Vav, and we'll pick it up with the Mishnah, four lines from the top.
So
another list of who gets the people who get skila was someone who would be mechal Shabbos, right? Where you would get kares for the prohibition, and if you did the same thing b'shogeg, you would get chatas for that. You bring a korban chatas. Shogeg is one of two things: either shogeg accidentally, I didn't know today was Shabbos, but I knew what I was doing was osur, or no, I knew today was Shabbos, but I didn't know what I was doing was osur. Those are the two possible ways that you can bring a korban chatas, doing it b'shogeg. So Gemara says, "Bechlad ikmidi dechilu Shabbos have ve'ein chayvim lo al shugoso chatas v'lo al zedoy nukaris mahi." So what would there be? What category of thing could you have on Shabbos that would be osur, but nevertheless you wouldn't be chayv? So Gemara has two examples. It could be either tchumin of v'libi de Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva's sheet is that tchum is an iser deraisa, right? But there is no kares, there's no korban for that. Or havara v'alib de Rabbi Yossi, the famous machlokes throughout the Masechta we've seen a few times already, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Nosson, as to why is havara, it's the only one of the 39 malachas that's mentioned, lo sevaro ish b'chol moshe v'seichem. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it is a lav. Okay, the Mishnah says, "Hamakalil avi ve'imo in chayev ad she'akalilim b'shem." So you're only chayev if you curse them using the shem Hashem. Kilam b'kinui if you use a kinu for that. Rabbi Meir mechayev v'chachamim poitrim. So according to Rabbi Meir, you'd still be chayev. The chacham say you're potim. So what is a kinui? Rashi says on the Mishnah, "Shechayev imal zdoin akaris v'al shkos chatas." Oh, that's a different Rashi. I'm sorry. No, I meant to say on the previous Mishnah. Yeah. That Rashi says it's a davar sheish b'maisa. Okay, no, our Rashi is kinoi. That's one. Yeah, kigon, shakai, sevakos, chanun, verachum. Any one of those names, not one of the actual ones of Hashem, that would be the example of the kinoi. Someone asks, man chachamim, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi. It's the sheet of Menachem, Rabbi Yosi. Titania, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi, Omer, binakvo shame yumas. Ma tamalomer shame limit al mekalil avi ve'imo she'en chayv ad she'ekalim b'shem. So it's teaching us a din that if a person would curse their father or their mother, then they don't get the skill unless they actually curse them by one of the names of Hashem. But if they use the kinui, then they'd be potter. Tan rabbanan ish ma tamalomer ish the rabbos bas tumtum vandrognus. So when it says that the person, the ish who curses, so it's not only an ish, but it also says a daughter or one to timtum. So a timtum is a person who we're not sure whether it's a zoch or a nekeva, or a androgynous has both the simonim of a male and a female. Asher yikal is aviv as imo, the curses is for the mother. Se eini el aviv imo, aviv shel imo, imo shel lo aviv minayin, right? I read that wrong. Aviv shelo imo, right? Imo shelo aviv minayin. So how do I know if it's only his father and not his mother, or his only mother and not his father? So Talmud Omer, aviv imo kilil domov bo. His father's mother, he curses his dam, his blood is on him. So aviv kilil, imo kilil, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. The pshat is that the pasuk mentions both of them. Rashi says, "Avi shlo imo, v'ima shlo avi minayin." Tamal omer, "Avi imo kilel." Klomar samach klala berosh hamikra lo aviv. At the beginning, it mentions the father. V'sofa samach leimo. Here's the words of klala by the father and the mother that comes to teach both. Rabbi Yonas anoimer mash meshnehim ke'echad. No, you don't have to come down to this because avi v'imo means that it's both of them, right? Mash me'ech b'fnei atzmo. It applies both of them. When you do them together or one by themselves. Ad sheyifrot l'cho hakosuv yachdav. And the pasuk came and said that you're chayv when you do them both together, which it doesn't do so in our case. So most yumas, beskila, they'll get skila. Ata omer beskila, eina ela be'achas mikol misos shamurus betorah. So maybe it's a different one of the types of misos. Ne'emar kan doma of bo, v'ne'emar l'holon, demehem bom. Right, so it uses the same phrase, malaholam beskila, afkan beskila. So too, over there, that the oven yidoni get the skila, so too here, they would get the skila. Onish shemanu ashar minayin. We have the punishment, but where do you know there's actual warning? Tamal Omer, Elohim lo sekalia. It says you shouldn't curse judges. Im hay aviv dayin, if your father was a dayin also, harehu bichlal, Elohim lo sekalia. So then he's included in that. Im hay aviv nasi, and if his father was a nasi, harehu bichlal nasi ba'amcha lo so'or. So then if his father was the king, so it's also from in nasi ba'amcha lo so'or, you learn it from there. Eino lo dayin velo nasi minayin. How do I know if my father is a regular person, a regular Jew? He's not a dayin, he's not a nasi. So I learn out a binyan av. Lo roi nasi kiroi dayin, velo roi dayin kiroi nasi. So there's certain aspects that each one is distinct. And the Gemara now speaks out how the binyan av works. Lo roi dayin kiroi nasi. Why is a dayan not like a nasi? Shahai dayan at mitzuva aharoso. For a dayan, for someone in the Sanhedrin, you have to listen to their psak. That's the case in Parshas Shoftim of the Zokin Mamre, the person who intentionally rebels against them. So you have to, you mitzuva aharoso. So that's not like kiroi nasi, shi'yata mitzuva aharoso. By a nasi, you're not mechuyev to necessarily listen to his psak. So that's the unique category by a dayan. Velo ri nasi kiroi dayan. But there's a unique status of the nasi, like a melech, that does not apply by the dayan. So you have a source not to rebel against him, not to be more of a malchus, right? That's learned out from the first parak in Yoshua. You can't rebel against the king. So by that, you only find that by a nasi, but you don't find that by dayin. There's no necessarily a prohibition of, being more b'malchus, more b'nasius, right? You don't have such a thing. You don't have a thing concept by the dayin. But the common characteristic of them, shehem ba'amcha ve'at musar al klosam, because they're part of Klal Yisrael, right? So therefore, you're not allowed to curse them. Sa'afni avi avicha. So therefore, I can learn out from here your father. Sheba'amcha, he's part of your nation. Ve'at musar al klosam. So just like he's also part of your nation, and there also is a prohibition of cursing him. One second, maybe that's not because maybe they have a different tzadashav. Maybe there's a different common denominator between them is because that they have such a gedula to them, right? They're higher. A melech is higher. A dayan is higher. So Tamad Lomer, therefore the pasuk says lo sekala cheresh. But umlolim shiva amcha hakosu medaber. So when it says you shouldn't curse a deaf person, it means like even the low people, right? It doesn't mean a deaf person is low. It just means that one taitch was like it's like the wretched of your people, right? If you can't curse even those type of people, then certainly can't curse anybody. Ma the cheresh shekein charish also gar melo. One second, maybe you can't learn out from a cheresh because maybe it's because he's deaf, and that's the reason why you can't curse him, right? But it's only him. But just like just like there's a leaf in the ever, you can't mislead the blind. You can't curse the deaf. But so too, there's no necessarily a binyan av that you can learn out to everybody. So nasi v'dayin yochicha. No, so I'll tell you, I'll use a nasi and a dayin to prove. Mal nasi v'dayin shekein gedu losim garmu lehen cheresh yochich. So if you ask me the other way, maybe they're unique because they have a position of gedula. So no, then the cheresh yochich, just like you can't curse the cheresh, even though he does not have a position of prominence. V'chazer hadin lo rizek roizeh v'lo rizek roizeh. So it's almost like a Venn diagram that you have. In the middle you have a common characteristic tzadah shavish men, and you have the exceptions of the cherish on one side and the exceptions of the nasi and the dayan on the other. But what is in the middle of our Venn diagram? Hatzav shavish ben shehin ba'amcho ve'at musra al kiloso. So you can't kill losan. You can't curse them. Afani avi avicha, so therefore I can learn out your father as well. Shaba amcha v'ato musar al kiloso. So too, you can't curse your father, who's one of the people. He's a Jew, and you're for prohibited. So ma letzada shava shapen shekein mishunin. Maybe there's mishuna. They're unusual. These aren't common. Perhaps a normal regular person you still can't curse. Elohim kein nichtav kra o Elohim v'cheresh o nasi v'cheresh Elohim mamli. im einu inyan legufa tnehu inyan of aviv. So no, it's not a good kasha, because it would have been that way. It would have written Elohim v'cherish or Nasi v'cherish. But why did it just write Elohim all by itself? There's a special prohibition here. It's Shem Chol, right? It means the judges, that you can't curse them, because judges are also other people, right? So if you don't need it for Lagufa, for itself, meaning to curse judges, so then I can learn it out to the father. And therefore, there is a source that the fact that it said Elohim is to teach me that I can't curse even your father. Sahani chlamanda omer Elohim chol. That's good if you hold that Elohim in the pasuk is referring to regular people. However, it's machloikis. El lamanda omer kodesh, that it's really Elohim, so my iklamemer. If you're learning it out from that, that's a prohibition of cursing Hashem, it's not extra. The only way I could use it out for my father to teach cursing a father, because it was talking about human beings. But if it's Hashem, that's a totally different isser. The Tanya, right? The Bryce says, Elohim Chol. One holds that Elohim is a regular Chol. It's not Hashem, the name of Hashem. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Elohim. It's Hashem's name. It's Kodesh. The Tanya. Vitanya. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Azhar lemavarech es Hashem inayin. Where do you know that you're not allowed to curse Hashem? Tamalomer Elohim lo sekaleo, from the pasuk that we have out. So therefore you see it's a machloikis, and therefore according to that it would not be open to learn out. So lamanda omar Elohim chol, yeah, according to one who holds that Elohim is a weekday name, it's not the Kodesh. So gomor Kodesh mechol. Lamanda omar Elohim Kodesh, gamrinan chol mi Kodesh. So if you're learning one from the other, if you're learning the Elohim, so then you're going to learn from judges, you can't come from cursing Hashem. Bishlim lamanda omer Elohim chol. Okay, good. Works according to one who holds that Elohim is a regular one, then you can learn out Gemar Kodesh Michol. El lamanda omer Elohim Kodesh. But if you're going to learn it's Elohim, this is a source for cursing Hashem. So Gemar Chol mi Kodesh? What? You can learn out from, maybe it's just I can't curse Hashem, but I could curse I could curse. Sounds strange. I could curse a regular thing. V'dilma akodesh azar achol lo azar. Maybe the warning's only on cursing Hashem, but it doesn't necessarily mean cursing Elohim. Judges would be included in that. Se'im kain. One second. If that's true, that only meant to say you can't curse Hashem, but knows you could curse judges. Lichtov kra lo takel. Lo takel means like lightly, right? Because lo takalil, it's like an extra word. So you see that you can't even curse Hashem. Milo Sakalo, Shma Mine Tarte. So really we're going to learn out from Lo Sakalo two things. Two things. What are the two things? Number one, the Isser against cursing Hashem. And secondly, the prohibition, the Isser of cursing a Dayan. Okay, and Amid Beis. Haba al Nara Maroso, Ein Chayv Ad Shite Nara, Besula Mo'orosa, Vehibi Beis Aviha. So all these things have to be present. Bo aleha shnayim harishon beskila v'hasheni bechenek. So if you had two men who had a maisa with her, so the first one gets skila and the second one gets chenek. So what's the chiddush? The Yad Ramos says even if the first was not as alts bailus, was more of a maisa znus, so kamash v'lan, you're still chai for that. Rashi says on the Mishnah, it's about the six lines down and thin. Bo aleha shnayim. That's the chiddush. Even if it's shaloke darka, would still be chayev for such a that's the chiddush over here, according to Rashi, different than the way the Yad Ramah learned. Okay, says the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Nara loy bogeres besula v'lo beula morosa v'lo nesuya. So each one of these is a condition, right? The Nara comes to tell us not a Bogeris, right? So like a 12 and a half, right? She's not completely fully grown. Basula, she's a virgin, but not a Ba'ula, not someone who's had relations. Mo'orosa, that she has a resimvlo Nisuya, not just the Nisuin. Be'esaviha, in her house, to exclude Tumosul Av, the Shluchi Habal, where he's given over already to the husband's Shliach in order to bring him into the house. So in that case, even though she hasn't got there yet, she's necessarily still considered to be married according to Halacha. Omer of Yehudom Rav, Zo Divrei Rebbe Meir. This Mishnah is going like Rebbe Meir. Aval Chachamim Omrim, Nara HaMarosa, Afila Ketana B'mashma. So even a ketana is included. It's really only a bogeris, a woman who's past the stage of naris, who's excluded in this. So how could that be? How could you have a ketana who's married? So there's different ways. Midaraisa, a father is allowed to marry off his daughter, even if she's a ketana. And, you know, nowadays, modern sensibilities, it's not done. But, you know, in the time when girls got married much earlier, it wasn't necessarily unheard of for a father to arrange a marriage below bas mitzvah. But derabbanon, a ketana could also write for her mother or her brother in order to protect her so that she couldn't happen. And we know she has miyun, and that's the whole sugya in Yevamos as to what happens if she does miyun. But al kopanim, two different ways that you could have a ketana who is married, either deraisa, her father marrying off, or midirabbanon from either her mother or brother marrying her off. Says the Gemara, Omele revach midifti leravina. Mimai de masnis and Rebbe Meir. How do you know the Mishnah's Rebbe Meir? Lamaute ketana nami, right? And we're excluding it. Dilma rabbanon hi lamaute bogeris fasulo. Maybe it's only the rabbanon, and it's coming to, just to tell us that the bogeris is not right. But if you had a ketana, then you would be chayiv. So amalei hi ein chayiv achete nara besula maorasa ein chayiv ella al nara besula maorasa. That's it. Should have been different lashon. It should have said al einichayv ela al narha besula masa. That's the miyut. So mi boile besula midi. And therefore, there's nothing more to be said on this. That's pshat in the Mishnah, and we're not going to discuss it any further. That's the way he's saying besula midi. Boy mine Rabbi Yaakov bar Adam Rav ba al ketana maorasa l'Rabbi Meir mahu. So, if a person had relations with a ketana who's a Maorasa, what's the din? So, legamre memaitle, o miskila memaitle. So what did we actually exclude? That there's no punishment at all? No, there's only, there's no skila, but maybe you get chenek like anyone else. So, ish is ish like anything else. So, amale, mistabra, miskila memaitle. So really, logically, would say the Rameir is coming only to take it away from skila, but yeah, they would get the chenek. Right, vaksiv. How can you say it? Umesu gam shnehem. Right, they're both going to die. Ad shehu shnehem shovin. They have to be the same. They have to get the same punishment. So she's a katana. There's no thing. So shosik Rav. Rav was quiet. So there's a discussion in the Meforshim. Why was Rav silent? Was Rav silent because, you know, you shlugged them up? He didn't have anything what to say. Or alternatively, no, he just didn't even think that was worthy of a response. He's quiet. Omer Shmuel, it's my time is Shosik Rav. Why was Rav quiet? He could have answered very well. V'nei malei umes ha'ish asher shachav ima livado. Right, the pasuk says that the one who is with her himself, he's the one. So the pasuk's proving that when you get skila, that it could apply to a case where only the man gets it and the isha, the woman's, she's patur. So the halacha, one who has a maisa, you know, with a ketana, who's Marasa, so then also he should be the same thing, that he'll get punished and not her. Kitanai. So really, it's a machloikis tanoim. Umesu gam shnehim, adshu shnehim shavim. Divri Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yochana, Yonasan Omer, umes ha'ish asher shachav ima livado. So it's a machloikis as to whether or not, you know, if one of them can't be punished, then that, so to speak, gets the other one off the hook, or no. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yoshia. Or Rabbi Yonasan says, no, you give the man his punishment and she can be by herself. V'idach, and what does Rabbi Yonasan say? Hahi umeisu gam shnehem my dorishpe. So omarava lema'ute maise chidudim. It's coming to exclude a maise chidudim. What exactly is a maise chidudim? So Rashi says in the first of the wide lines at the bottom, lema'ute maise chidudim mechaded umakshe evro bibesora mibachutz. So he caused himself to be aroused, but not necessarily having intercourse. The hu nehene, he's getting hanah from this, for he ain't a nehene. So she doesn't get any hanah from this action. V'hochi k'siv shenehim, and it says both of them. Shu shenehim shavim nehene. It has to be a case where they are both getting hanah. Umihu shlokedarka afagav the he ain't a nehene. Mi mishkeve ishav israbe. So it's talking in a case of chidudim where there is some sort of contact in that. So then that would be the case where they are potter, right? Ve'idach, right? And then Rabbi Yoshua, what would he say about that? So he'd say, Maisa chinudim lav klum hui. Maisa chinudim is not, you're not chayav for that whatsoever, and you don't need to learn out even a halacha. That can't be what the pasuk is coming to talk about. So this is a discussion in the poskim, the negiyah, right? Negiyah is osir, but it's a machloikis already. What level isir is it at? The Rambam in Hilchas Isuri Bia in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, Kol haba erva min harayis derech o shechovik chivgenashik hugs and kisses derech taiva v'nehene v'kiruv basar. And gets hana from this type of coming close. Harei ze loike min haTorah. So according to the Rambam, this is an iser deoraisa. It's an iser deoraisa that you cannot have negia, hugging and kissing. The Ramban argues the Sefer Mitzvah says no. It's really only an iser derabonan. It's almost like a chatzi shir. Normally we assume chatzi shir in term of kamus, that if I'm told that you're not allowed to eat a certain amount of an item, so don't eat less than that shir, because you might come to increase your quantity and come to eat the actual shir. So chatzi shir asim natar. Here, this is a different type of this is a different type of chatzi shir. Someone to explain. Right. Simon said like this, that the chatzi shir, if with the Ramban is learning that you shouldn't even do hugging and kissing, because that's also it's like a chatzi shir of bia, that it's a different, not in terms of quantity but in quality. So that's why according to the Ramban it's also derabanan. However, Rav Wasner quoted from Rav Kook and said this is done derech kvius. There's like a permanent type of relationship. And he says even according to Ramban that would be osir, like a boyfriend and girlfriend, fooling around. What about if it's negiyah that's not derech chiba? What about there's a chew from Rav Moshe in the 1960s and it's in Evan Ezer Beis Yudalid. What about riding a subway or a bus? So the question was, does a person have to pay extra money to take a taxi? It's more expensive, but at least they're not going to be, necessarily touching women. So, you're in your seat, she's in her seat, inevitably you're going to touch. So Moshe writes, no, if it's not prohibited, it's not derech chiba, but he does have a caveat. If by that type of just sitting next to someone is going to lead to improper thoughts, they hear hurim, then taka, in that case, one would not be allowed to, one would have to take a taxi. There is discussion in the postgame about handshakes as a shach, who's make you like that. I think the shmua is around YU that there was once a newspaper reporter, I believe if I got the story right, a lady from the New York Times was coming to interview the Rav, and apparently she stuck in her hand, and the Rav, if the Amid Ada, gave her the cold fish. He just, the dead fish, really, you stick out your hand, and then, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. No one really cares about the handshake per se. Viharaya. Someone stops you in the hallway, they see you on the street, and you talk to them, and you say to them, hey, how you doing? They're not really asking, how are you doing? They don't want to hear how your day is going. No one says, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm so glad you asked me. Let me tell you how my day's been going. You sit down for them for 20 minutes and tell you. They didn't care. They're just, it's a social convention. So some of the posts can say that a handshake like that is just it's a social convention. It doesn't mean much. Although I've heard that from those in the business world, when they're in the parsha, they're interviewing for a job, so they say no. No, they judge you on the handshake itself. You have to give a firm, starke handshake. That's part of the thing. It's part of the. There's a whole hachma to it. The way you present your business card says something about you. The way you shake hands says something about you. So that's part of it. So then there's really it's a shaila. There's a Yerushalmi and Sota they quote as well when the Isha Sota brings her Korban Mincha, the coin was there, maybe because it's temporary, it's quick, there's not enough time for it. Maybe the coin was old. Maybe there was some sort of cloth that was separating between them, but there is a discussion in the poskim. Rav Moshe was asked about the handshake, and Rav Moshe says clearly in Tshuvas that it's osir. I think I saw it in Yordea Aleph Nunva, not Yordea, maybe Ibn Ezer. Yeah, Nunvav. He writes that you can't have the handshake. Okay. So that's the whole discussion here, because we got to the Gemara says, Maisa chidudim lav klumhi, right? The Gemara finishes up, it says, Ve'ida chai livado my dorish bay. So, Rabbi Yoshia, what is he going to darsh from Levado? right? Meaning he himself, not that both of them are going to get punished. Kitanya bo aleha asara b'nei adam v'adayin hi besula kulam beskila. If 10 men had beer with her, shloka darka, right? She's still a basula, but they get skila. Rebbe Yomer Harishon beskila v'chulam bechenek. Now the first one's one who gets skila, but then everybody else gets a chenek because, you know, that is called a maisa bia with an ishes ish. Okay. Ton Rabbonim. Ubas ish kohen ki seich eliznois. Right, Ubas kohen, she will begin to act like a zona. Rebbe Omer techila. This means that it's the beginning of it. Like it says, umeis ha'ish asher shachav ima livadoi. So the first one who lives with her is going to get skila. Maiko amar, so amar of huna braid Rav Yoshua, Rebbe k'Rebbe Yishmael sevir lei. So Rebbe is holding like the opinion of Rebbe Yishmael, the amar. Arusa yotza l'sreifa v'lo nesua. Only an arusa gets sreifa, but not nesua. If the beginning of it, her first act of znus, was when she was already erisin, so then she gets sreifa. The idach, but if already, that she's not the first time that she's had a maizus, which means she's an ashes ishna, she had a complete kedushin already, then she gets chenek. Idach bechenek. My vechein, so what is that end part, right? It says vechein, and so too. So too, what's that team? Ki hasam, like it says over there. Ma hasam betchilas bia kemash kimish toi kara. Just like over there by the Nar HaMarasa, it's talking about the she's not a bas kohen, right? So hachinami in our two case also betchilas bia kemish toi kara. The pasuk also talking about when a woman had relations the first time. So Amalei Rav Bibi Barabai. So Rav Bibi Barabai said, Mar lo hachi amar. The master didn't say it over like this. When I asked Umanu, who was that? Rav Yosef. It was Rav Yosef. Rabbi k'Rabbi Meir severely. Risa says over differently. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir, the Omer, Niseis le'echem in a psulin. If a woman, a bas kohen, who married off someone who was posel, like a mamzer, sumisosa bechenek, then she has znus while she's married to someone who was posel. Anyway, she gets chenek. She does not get sreifa, right? V'hochi kamers. And this is pshat now in Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. In techilas achaloso biznus. If the first time that she was mechalal herself was through a znus, right, with adultery, then she gets bisreifa. V'idach. But if it's after that, she's already been posel from the kahuna because she married someone she wasn't supposed to, she wasn't allowed to. Then it's bechenek. She'll get chenek. I umai vechein. So then, according to that, what do you do with Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? It says so too. The meaning, the guy who is living with her is also going to be killed. Simon ba'alma. No, it's just a simon to try to remember it. But we do not learn any halachic significance from it. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, today's a busy day. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Wishing everyone a kesiva v'chesima tova and a good benchtior.